Valentine's Day is every day when you have a good relationship.
I believe that keeping our love alive begins with our belief in God.
I think it's important to celebrate love because you forget all the time, right, that you're loved or that you love others.
We all need each other, you know, we're one large family, and we all need to support each other.
So, number one, when you have a person that's loving you as Christ loved the church, which was immensely, it's a beautiful thing.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Today we're celebrating love. It's Valentine's Week, a time of the year when many of us will rush to buy those delicious chocolates and red roses for our sweethearts. And we want to pray for love, marriage, and friendship and help you discover some tips for healthy relationship. Season is still on the West Coast, but she'll be back with us next week. And filling in for her is my friend, Pastor Luis Camps. Thank you, my brother, for joining us.
Happy to be here, and we are ready to pray for you. Our phone lines are open now. Call us with your prayer request at 877-7-LETS-PRAY. Those friends calling from outside of the U.S., you can call at 859-777-PRAY. Or 7729.
That's right. And before we begin today's program, let's ask God to bless our discussion and all of you wherever you may be around the world. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we discuss love, I cannot help but remember your scripture that says God is love. And so we ask, Lord, that you would show up here and that everything that is said and done would glorify you, but also that individuals will be encouraged and positively impacted by what takes place here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Valentine's Week, that puts a lot of pressure on us, I guess.
Yes, it does.
But no, you know, having been married, it'll be 7 years for me coming up very soon. I'm thankful for a gracious wife who has made this week a lot easier on me, but it makes me love her more for the grace that she's given me. How about you?
Well, I've been married for 28, going on 29, as a matter of fact, next month.
Wow.
And I think I can say the same thing. You know, my wife really makes this time of the year easier for me as well. We celebrate every day.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Every day.
We have a great program in store. There are so many individuals on such a wide range of this continuum of love, experiencing it, some tragedy, some setback as well. We don't want to assume that this is just a great time for everyone this time of year, but I think God has something in store for us all. So,
of course.
Yeah. So, love is in the air this week, and you may need some special prayers for a loved one or maybe going through a situation in your relationship. Please give us a call. We want to hear from you now. The number is 877-7-LETS-PRAY. And while we wait for your calls, let's find out more about Valentine's Day. So did you know that the holiday is an old tradition that's been celebrated since the 5th century? The celebration originated from a Roman festival of fertility and love in the year 496, which was the official start of the springtime. The years went by, Chaucer and Shakespeare romanticized about the holiday in their masterpieces, which helped to popularize the tradition in Europe with paper cards and tokens, and eventually the holiday made its way to the U.S. And Hallmark began printing the first Valentine's cards in 1913. But what does Valentine's Day really mean for people today? Let's take a look.
How long have you been married, and what keeps love alive?
We've been married 50 wonderful years.
What keeps love alive? Communication.
And always love the same person every day.
Fall in love with the same person each day.
Well, my husband and I celebrate love every day. every day. So we do extra dinner and flowers for that day, but nothing real grand because we try to give each other love every day.
So what's the secret to keeping the spark alive?
Christ. We keep Christ first in our life. I believe that keeping our love alive begins with our belief in God, and that we put Christ first in our lives and know that He is the head.
The scripture that comes to mind is that a man is to love his wife as Christ loved the church and as he gave his life for the church, and she submits to him.
Porque Dios es amor, de él viene el amor y todas las cosas.
Mi matrimonio con mi esposo no es perfecto, siempre hay cosas que vienen, pero siempre aquí estamos con la ayuda de Dios.
We have a God in whom we could trust, and He is basically the source of love and caring and helping, and so we should do that same thing to each other.
Do you think prayer helps in a marriage?
Yes, I do very much. You should say your prayers every day and during the day, and if you're in a tough situation or something, always pray to God. He'll show you a way or signs of how things will turn out and make it better.
I believe that prayer is a strength.
I believe prayer is essential to find that perfect person in life. Without it, you're just wandering around and doing trial and error. But if you depend on God, then He'll definitely direct you on the right path.
I prayed to be married to a Christian man. I didn't even know what that meant. I know what that means now.
So without Christ, without God, without Him being the central part, you're kind of missing out on a huge blessing. In that love that kind of emulates the relationship that Christ, you know, will have and has with His bride.
If you don't have a Valentine, then have Him as your Valentine. He ultimately should be your very first love. And so I believe it's a great time. That's what I do around this time, is just come back to my first love, and that's God. And He demonstrated the greatest aspect of love by giving up His Son, Jesus Christ, and dying on the cross for us. And so I just love to remember that during this time.
There's so much we can learn about God's love for us. And how many parents would give up their son to save you and me? The Bible text found in John 3:16 has been played out in history, but it verifies this truth. And it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." And that's what God wants us to remember. If you're feeling unloved, rejected, or abandoned, there is hope, and we can lift you up in prayer right now. Call us at 877-7-LET'S-PRAY.
Great. So we have Javier on the line right now. How can we pray for you today, Javier?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm calling to tell you that God answered our prayer. Remember, I called you guys before?
Mm. Yes, and?
My school shut down. I work at a Christian school, and it shut down.
Okay.
And finally, God opened a way for me to get hired for another. This time, it's a bigger school.
Wow. That's awesome.
I just would like to say thank you for all the prayers. And yeah, I'm just so happy. And although I waited for like 20 and a half months to get another job, but God, waiting is really worth it.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for calling us. That's great news. I remember your story clearly.
Yes.
And God just continues to promote you. And so thank you so much for calling in with not just the prayer request, but the praise, so that others
yes.
can see that God is still answering and hearing mm-hmm. prayers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Part of it is waiting, but God answered it.
That's
finally.
Awesome. That's awesome. And we're going to give God thanks for what He's doing for your
yes.
life.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
Sure.
All right. So I think we should go ahead and pray for her now. Just a prayer of thanks and covering for her next moves.
Of course.
You would go ahead and pray for her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Pray. Our wonderful Father, we want to thank you. This is a praise report today. And Javier called us a while ago. She was looking for a job. And we want to thank you because you answer her petition. You answer her prayer. Just another proof that you are God that not only cares for us, but that you take care of our each and every need, whatever that might be. God, thank you for showing off. Thank you for showing us that you're always present for each and every one of us. Even though she said she had to wait for a little while, it was worth it. And it is always worth it because when you come through, our faith in you just grows. And we know that you're present in our lives. So thank you so much for this answered prayer. We pray that you continue to show off yourselves in our lives as you answer the prayers of those who will be calling today and had also called before. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So just to continue, we actually have Mary from Texas calling in. And Mary, I hear that you have quite the prayer request and some things going on. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
But I called to tell you I would like you to pray for me. I lost one son on the 21st of November. We just put him asleep in New York.
Mm.
And I have another in Houston, Texas. And he died in his sleep. We don't know what day, but it was sometime this weekend. And he passed away also. And we are getting ready to have him put away. So just pray for me. That's all.
Mary, I can only imagine, you know, as a parent, we never want to see our children go before we do.
Right.
And do you have any other children? Are those
I
your
own? I have a daughter.
Okay.
And two other sons.
Mary, we just want to lift you up. And I want you to know, I give you the biggest virtual spiritual hug that I can. You have a community of people who just heard you, and we're praying for you, okay? God bless you. Let's pray.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Dear Lord, Mary's calling in, and these are real individuals with real issues, but we certainly serve a real God. And so we ask, God, that you would just minister to her in ways that we couldn't even imagine. Lord, you promise your Holy Spirit, the Comforter. God, if you would just wrap your arms around her and give her peace that passes all understanding, that guards her heart and mind through Christ Jesus, and give her courage and strength to be able to go through with the burial that will take place soon. God, I just pray that you be with her entire family, and may something great come out of something tragic. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen.
While we wait for your calls, we'd like to welcome Nicole Parker, who is joining us on Skype from Tennessee. And Nicole is a counselor who has a passion for sharing knowledge on love, dating, and relationships. And so, Nicole, it's great to have you on Let's Pray. Welcome.
Hi. Great to be here with you, Mario.
Great, great. So just to jump right in, Nicole, you know, we know single individuals have a tough time dating and finding love. Do you have any advice on dating nowadays? Healthy dating, I should say.
Yes. You know, it's a tough time in this world history to date because you're trying to find what everybody tells you is the happiest thing in the world, getting married. And people who are married post all these wonderful pictures of how happy they are. And yet so much of the actual process of trying to find a mate is built on kind of faking, you know, swipe right and stuff that's not really showing who the person is. So it's a hard time to be single and always feeling like if I could just find the right person somehow or be the right person.
Yeah.
It won't work out.
That is tough. These are some tough times to navigate for sure. And so just being that, what does the Word of God say about dating? That is such an interesting topic that I know so many people kind of want to know about.
You know, people ask, well, where's dating in the Bible? The truth is, it was a very different system, a different way of living back then. So people often, their parents were often choosing their spouses. And so people are like, well, then we just got to throw out the Bible because we're picking our own partners now. But no, when you look at the principles, they're right there in Scripture. Parents were choosing for their children, but they were choosing based on good principles. It's not just pick somebody based on a magical sign. A lot of people read the story of Isaac and Rebecca and say, well, I'm just going to pray and God will give me a sign and that's the right person. I don't see that in Scripture. What I see is when God leads Isaac and Rebecca together, he gives a sign of character. Rebecca is a woman who is willing to spend at least an hour, maybe 2 hours, to water 10 camels that have come across the desert. And she doesn't know this guy. She's not getting anything out of it. This is just who she is. Mm. And the family of Abraham always valued hospitality. So that's what Eliezer knew. And he chose somebody who had the kind of character and the kind of self-sacrificing love that would match Isaac and his lifestyle.
Man, awesome. So talking about this process, fast forward, we're in 2019. How do we build healthy relationships in our day and time? What does that look like?
People so often are looking for happiness. We want to get married because we think we'll be happier married than we were single. And it's true. There's a very small percentage chance of people being happier when they're married. But most of the time, research shows people are about as happy married as they were single. And what we really need, instead of trying to find somebody to make us happy, is to seek holiness, to seek to become truly loving like God. When we're trying to find somebody to minister to and a way to be changed into the image of God more completely, instead of trying to find somebody to complete us, that's when we're on the right track. Finding some way that we can serve the world, serve the other person, and that the two of us will be a team serving God as well as each other and the others in our community and our family.
That seems to be a trend when I look at healthy relationships. As individuals were kind of building their own situation, and then they ran into someone that was kind of coming along the path. My last question to you is, what role does prayer play in healthy relationships?
Prayer is so critical. It's the backbone of finding the right partner, because prayer, true prayer, is about surrender. It's about pouring ourselves out to God, not trying to get stuff out of him, but to give ourselves to him. Mm. So prayer is about full surrender. And the best time for us to be utterly surrendered to God is when we're trying to find a life partner. There's no other choice that impacts on your life as much. Every hour of every day of all the rest of your life is impacted on by who you marry. So it's so important that we're surrendered to God in the midst of that. Most people in our common culture, they try to follow a process of intimacy, then commitment, then knowledge. And that's how they end up getting together with somebody. They find somebody, they get all emotionally involved, pour themselves out, make a commitment, and then they start getting to know the person. But I think God's word and prayer enable us to put off the rewarding, wonderful feelings, and instead put knowledge first, get to know this person, who they really are, and then make commitment based on knowing who this person is. And then you follow that with intimacy, even emotional intimacy. When we pour ourselves out to somebody not knowing who they are, can be really dangerous. We end up giving our hearts away and then getting our hearts broken, or maybe staying in a relationship we know we really shouldn't because we just can't bear to lose everything we've invested. Man. So instead, we lose the next 10 years.
Nicole, you are a wellspring of knowledge, and I really value especially your last comment on that last question, because I believe that someone's really going to benefit from it. We unfortunately are out of time, but it is such a blessing to have you on. And I hope that this isn't the last time that we have you. So I know that you have a website for your ministry. Can you tell us what that is very quickly?
Yes, it's heartthirst.com. My husband and I do a lot of seminars on emotional healing, on spiritual development, on growing close in our relationship with God, as well as building healthy relationships with other people, friendships, and other things. So we have a lot of free seminars that are on our website, and we'll be updating it soon with some of the other resources, some books for writing and things like that.
Nicole, I know that you and your husband are a tandem with this, and I was made aware that he was not available because he's in the hospital. We have a global community, and I prayed for you earlier, but I would really just like to take some time to pray for him now, if that's all right.
Thank you so much. You're I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much for the ministry that Nicole and Alan are doing. And I know individuals have been and will be impacted. But even now, God, we ask that you would now minister to this family. They need you. As Alan is in the hospital right now, God, we don't know the extent of his circumstance, but Lord, we know that you are more than capable. And we've seen you put your hand on individuals and they would even come from the dead, Lord. And so Alan is in not in that situation. But that same hand needs to be placed on him to heal him and deliver him from this situation and strengthen Nicole as she waits on this time and for this deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's great
You're welcome.
To meet you.
Thank you for it's great to have you, and we'll see you hopefully soon. Francisca is calling from Washington. Francisca, how are you, and how can we pray or praise with you today?
Well, we have a prayer request for my little niece. Her name is Avery. It's A-B-R-E-Y, Durbin. She was diagnosed with neuroblastoma stage 4 cancer, and she had chemo, and they readmitted her in the hospital today because she was running a temperature, and obviously... Obviously, she has a bacteria again, and she's only 2 years old. She's just a baby. So we really need to lift her up in prayer because we're really worried about her.
What a process, Francisca. What a process, and we're so sorry.
Yeah, and for her mom, it's just so hard to see them. They look so helpless there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having the courage and the faith to call. You know, the miracle is not with us, but the power lies in the prayers of a community. And so I know there are hundreds, if not thousands, listening tonight. And so if you hear this, just chime in your prayer for Avery and her family. Thank you so much for calling, and we're going to lift her up very soon. God
bless you.
Thank you
so much for praying for her
and
for the family.
You're
welcome. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And we also have Teddy from Michigan, Freddie from Michigan, I'm sorry. Freddie, how can we pray for you?
I want you to pray for my granddaughter. She's spiritually filled. To meet a husband, spiritually filled, where they can go on and live a Christian life. And as a man come into her life, let him be a man enough to live in the house with her daughter and be a man. And she's trying to live her Christian life, so she wants a husband.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling. We're going to be praying for her as well.
And we have Caitlin from Mississippi. Caitlin, 7 years old, how are you? How can we pray for you today?
I would try to pray for my grandma, my papa, me, my mama, my school family, and my church family, and my godmother.
You have left no one out, and that is awesome. And Caitlin, we are certainly going to lift all of those individuals up. Thank you so much for calling. It's so good to hear from you.
You're welcome.
All right. Take care and God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for an open line of communication. And we're talking about love today, and we know that there are individuals who have called for their loved ones. And so, Lord, we lift up Avery, just a young child. Stage 4 cancer, in and out of the hospital, test after test, and a family that is broken and holding on to every piece of hope that they could have. Lord, we ask that you would step in and intervene. We have witnessed you do it before, and by faith, we are asking that you would move this mountain, that you would let this cup pass, that you would heal Avery in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let it be so, so that your name be glorified throughout that hospital, that your name be glorified in that family, and that Avery would glorify your name with every moment of her breath after you have healed her. Lord, we ask for nothing else. We don't ask if, and, or but. We just ask, and we believe that you will do it. And you said you have not because you ask not. So we're coming to you now. Thank you so much, Lord. And then, Lord, we just pray for Caitlin. She has lifted up everyone in her family, her schoolmates, and even our church family as well. Lord, put your hand over her community. She wants to see you do something special in their lives. And Lord, minister to them as they differ in faith, they differ in need. Thank you so much for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we want to bring to you also Mary in this moment. She's gone through a lot. ICU for a long time, intubated, extubated, trachea. Father, doctors might have given up, but we know that there is nothing impossible for you. So we pray that you would extend your healing hand. Yes. And touch her, whatever she is at this moment. I pray that your healing power may reach her and that a miracle may happen in her life and that she may be able to be a witness of your power in this moment. Be also with her family as they go through this difficult time to be a support system for her. I pray that you will also strengthen them. I also, Father, pray for the granddaughter of our friend, Freddie. She needs a man in her life that can help her live her life as a true Christian. So I pray that you will provide for her needs, that you will be present in her life, and that she may experience your power, whatever she is as well in this moment. And Father, last but not least, we want to bring to you the son-in-law of Jeannie. He's in life support. He needs healing. He needs a miracle, and you are the God of miracles. If there is anyone who can do something for him in this moment, it is you. Once again, we pray that you'll be with the doctors, the nurses, the medical team that is taking care of him in this moment, so that they may be empowered by your Holy Spirit, and that they may be able to witness, Father, a miracle happen in the life of this young man. We ask for these healings. There is so much pain going on, but we know that you're God of miracles, a God of healing. So we put these colors in your hands of love in this moment. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. When we return, some tips on how to propose to your sweetheart. Stay tuned. Have you ever thought of proposing to your loved one but don't know how to do it? And perhaps the next segment may give you some clues. One of our Hope Channel video editors found a way to make his proposal as creative and romantic as possible. So let's take a look.
Before I started anything, prayer was a huge part of choosing who I wanted to marry. And it took a long time before I decided I wanted to marry somebody. I thought when I first saw her, I really wanted to talk to her. I just took that chance, took that leap.
I felt it was more, we had chemistry.
Since we were heading back to Atlanta for vacation for Christmas time, I came across the idea to do a type of helicopter proposal. So we took the tour, went through the whole city, and I was able to get my family together to come, so while we're up there in the air, seeing everything, they're getting the banner ready. And when we were coming back, I just couldn't contain myself. I was excited. I could see them, but she didn't notice until I had to nudge her a little bit so that she could see the banner.
I was just on my phone thinking, it's done. Then when I see to my side that he showed me.
She was very shocked. I was able to come out of the helicopter and kneel down.
I always wanted something beautiful, but he made it really unforgettable and special. Just find God and pray a lot and try to see you have the right person to marry.
Through the prayer process, you know, God has been able to give me comfort in my heart to know that this is the right person and for me in my life.
That day we went to church earlier, and then I was really hungry, but then my hunger went away. God has been an important part of our life.
Very clever and amazing way to propose to your sweetheart. So we're talking about love, and here to talk about it are Claudio and Pamela Consuegra, experts of family ministries and counselors. And we thank you so much for having for being on Let's Pray today.
Thank you.
We're delighted to be here, Mario.
Thank you. Listen, there's so much that we can talk about. But in the U.S., there's one divorce every 36 seconds. And there are many people watching us who may be contemplating that same thing right now. How can folks restore their relationships?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that figure. There's a myth that the divorce rate in America is about 50%. Mm-hmm. And that's just what it is. It's a myth, because in reality, the divorce rate in America has never been any higher than 37%. And it's actually closer to 25%.
Wow.
But what we have found, and Linda Waite, who's a researcher, well-known researcher, has found, is that couples that were on the verge of divorce but decided to stay together, within 5 years, they reported having a very good relationship, in fact, even better.
Wow.
Not by doing anything, but rather by making small changes. And one of those changes, and that's why we recommend that all the time, is to pray together as a couple every night. Mm-hmm. And we say pray out loud and pray for each other, because there's nothing sweeter to one's ear than to hear your spouse praying for you. That makes a big difference in relationships.
And to understand that our relationship is a covenant relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not just between the two of us, but it's between Jesus and us too. It's us working together and understanding that it won't be perfect. Mm-hmm. We will have the ruts in the road. We will have the health challenges like we've heard about tonight, or the financial challenges may come up. But understanding with a covenant relationship and with Jesus as part of our relationship, we can make it.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And so I just off the cuff, how long have you all been married? And maybe what are some keys that you see that has helped you through that time, this time together?
We have been married 37 years.
Awesome.
And we dated 3 years before that. So we've been together 40 years.
That's awesome.
We've been together longer than we've been apart.
Yes.
That's awesome. So what are some keys? I'm sure some individuals are like, hey, 37 years, how are you doing it? What are some keys that you found?
So we have found a number of things in our experience that are important. One of them is to be intentional about spending time together. Mm-hmm. You can't really grow closer together when you are drifting apart because of your work obligations, your sports, your cell phone, all those things that are distracting us. So make sure you spend quality time together. Communication is basic. If you don't have good communication skills, you're probably not going to be able to resolve all the conflicts that come into your relationship. Mm-hmm. And number three, forgiveness. Sorry. You have to learn to forgive one another, because as well intended as we may be, there may be times when we're a little careless and we may say something that hurts our spouse or we do something that hurts our spouse. And unless we learn to forgive, we're just going to grow in resentment and we're going to become hopeless until then we begin to consider divorce as an option.
Oh, wow.
And that really is a key. As we look at some of the research, they've looked at what makes the difference between the couples who are having a really difficult time. What makes the difference between those that make it and stay together and those that end up getting a divorce? Mm. And they found out that the one key factor is hope.
That's right.
Do you have hope for your relationship. Mm-hmm. Not that everything is perfect, not that everything would be maybe resolved the way I would want it, mm-hmm. but do I have hope? Yeah. And if I have hope, then together with Jesus, we can make it.
That's right.
Awesome. Amen.
That's right.
We touched on it a little bit about prayer and the role of prayer in the relationship, and that's mm-hmm. awesome. But one question I want to ask that I know someone out there can benefit from, what if my spouse is not, or my significant other is not a believer? You know, how can we navigate through that? You know, what are some thoughts that you have on that?
Well, you used the word spouse. What if my spouse? So you're already married. Mm-hmm. And perhaps after you married, you found Jesus and you gave your heart to him. And that was not the case with your spouse. So what can you do? Keep reflecting Jesus to your spouse. Mm-hmm. Keep showing him or her Jesus through your actions, because you may be the one that leads them to find Jesus.
We talk about the experience of your life is mm-hmm. probably the best sermon you could ever preach. So instead of preaching to your spouse or your significant other, live correctly. Yes. Your relationship with Jesus will be reflected in your life, mm-hmm. and that's really what they need, your love, your patience, your kindness, instead of your nagging and your preaching.
That's right.
Wow. You know, so we've talked about tips for happy marriages. What are some of the mistakes that couples often make? You know, as they enter into marriage, how can we avoid some of those pitfalls?
Mm-hmm. Well, we avoid those pitfalls, first of all, by preparing for marriage.
Okay.
So if you're not married, and, you know, we heard your other guest speak a little bit about that as she was speaking to singles, mm-hmm. but the importance of praying that God would lead you to the right person, mm-hmm. the importance of just laying that relationship before Jesus and saying, does this person bring me closer to Jesus? Mm-hmm. Or is this person pulling me away from Jesus? Mm-hmm. You know, that's a key question to ask. And it's a hard one sometimes. Yes. We don't like to answer that. Well, but it's so important, and that's what makes the difference. Yeah. Is this person helping me have a deeper relationship with Jesus? Or is this person pulling me away from him?
One of the biggest pitfalls that we find nowadays is electronic media. Mm. People developing relationships with other people that they have never even met except for their electronic device. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the resources that we just recently released is called New Freedom to Love, which has to do with pornography. And we found out in the research that the number one device that people use to access pornography is actually the cell phone. It's not the mm-hmm. computer. Mm-hmm. It's not magazines like it used to be. So sometimes that electronic media is interfering in our relationship. Not only are we not devoting time to each other, but instead we're developing relationships with other people.
Wow. Yes.
Obviously, when we have a relationship with someone else, then we begin to think they're better than the person that we are with.
Wow.
Right.
So along those lines of mistakes, you know, dealing with the dreaded D word, divorce, is there any biblical guidance or thought on divorce? When is divorce okay? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, the Bible only establishes two reasons for divorce, one of them being adultery, I think is the one that most mm-hmm. everyone knows. The Apostle Paul also talks about abuse, mm-hmm. or rather abandonment, I should say. Mm-hmm. If your spouse abandons you and they don't return, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Remain single for the rest of your life? And so it allows for that, especially if you're married to a non-believer. I have to tell you, we're not fans of divorce. We are family ministries directors. We're marriage and family counselors. We want to strengthen marriage. Mm-hmm. That's what we're all about. Mm-hmm. However, we believe that there is one, besides the two that we just mentioned, there is one thing that we should not tolerate, and it's abuse. Mm-hmm. So if there's a domestic abuse, emotional abuse in your relationship, for your safety and for that of your children, if you have any, we advocate that you leave that relationship immediately. Other than that, other than abuse, We say, fight for your marriage. Do everything in your power to strengthen that relationship, because it's the best gift that you can give your children. Your healthy marriage teaches them about faith in God, teaches them about relationships, teaches them everything that they really need to have as they grow into healthy adults.
Wow. I'm just going to thank you so much for being on. And I think that last part of dealing with abuse was such a powerful statement, because that is just zero tolerance for that.
Right. But, absolutely.
But thank you so much for your ministry.
Thank you.
If you don't mind, I just want to pray for your ministry right
sure.
now.
Thank you.
Okay. Lord, thank you so much for this dynamic duo. And it is such because every day they're learning. The last 40 years they have been together. Lord, I pray for continued vitality, continued inspiration, and continued impact wherever you take them, Lord. Thank you so much for what you've done, and continue to help them grow in faith, from faith to faith and glory to glory. Continue to bless their marriage, and we bind the enemy's hands in the name of Jesus from their ministry, so that it will not cease to go forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's so good to have you.
Thank you.
When we come back, our devotion of the day. Don't go away. Our devotion of the day summarizes this whole theme on love. It's found in 1 Corinthians 16:14, and it says, let all that you do be done with love. And so, Pastor Camps, it's so good to have you back on. When you think of that text, what are some thoughts that come to mind?
Well, I think that's the basics of who God is. Yeah. Right? The Bible tells us that God is love. Mm-hmm. And so if everything that we do with love and out of love, then everything's going to be okay, because if I love you, then I will never do something to harm you mm-hmm. or hurt you.
Yeah.
But on the contrary, I'll be constantly thinking about ways on how to make you happy.
Man.
And I think that's, you know, talking about relationships today, I think that's part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, probably the most important part. Yeah. If we love each other, then we're constantly looking for ways into making each other happy.
That's amazing. You know, and it makes me think about individuals think that love is a feeling, but it is a choice. So if I'm choosing to lead with love, then I'm making a choice to put my feelings aside, even in times of conflict, so that I can make the choice of what's best for this relationship and what I say and do next. That is amazing. Well, we're going to have a final prayer in a second here, but just to sum up everything, God really blessed us with the information that we heard today. And it's just, you know, some of the highlights that stand out about identifying healthy relationships, being proactive in when you're stepping into marriage, doing the work of finding out who you are, as well as those that you're looking to partner with in this journey. And so thank you so much for being on. We miss season, but we are always glad to have you. And so at this point in time, we're going to go ahead and have a word of prayer. Would you pray for us?
Of course.
And as you pray real quick, I have a friend who has an uncle who is in the hospital. Okay. And if you just lift that situation up right now, he's in recovery.
Of course.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for being the kind of God that is always available, always present, always willing to answer our petitions, our prayers. We want to pray, Father, for different prayers we receive, petitions we receive today, but specifically for this friend of Mario, friend Mario here. I pray that you be with him, whatever he is at this moment in the hospital, that your hand, healing hand, may stretch out and touch him in this moment and bring peace and assurance into his life. Thank you for being with us today in this program. Continue to bless us. May we always live our life according to your will, a life of love and compassion to one another. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for being with us today. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Let's Pray Live, and pray for your fellow community members as well. And join us next week, and we'll show you how to start a prayer journal. We'll see you next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.